You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Today's podcast, we're doing from outside or in my backyard.
I wish you guys could see this. This is when I really think we should film the podcast because I'm in the shade because I'm super old and white. David has chosen to be in the sun on a hammock. He has black mesh shorts on, black socks, and a black t-shirt. He has sunglasses on, and underneath the sunglasses are cotton swabs over his eyes.
Well, I have two pairs of sunglasses on, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah.
I have two pairs of sunglasses. I put some cotton under the sunglasses so my eyes do not get damaged during this podcast. I know we're going to be out here for a while, so I'm just prepared for anything.
Look out, David. There's a bee.
I don't even care, man. I want nature to be one with me.
Oh, look at that. All the bees just landed right next to you. They're just sitting listening to you. You've tamed them. Incredible.
They're fans of the podcast. What can I say?
Oh, right on.
All right, roll those for music. Jay, did you see that there was a random stranger in my backyard yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it on the story.
Yeah, yesterday
Charlie told me about it.
Yeah, it was really weird. I was just sitting in my living room with Ilya, like going through some emails, and Ilya sees a guy in the backyard, and he's like looking over our view, and Ilya just waves to him and gets back to his emails, and I don't think anything of it, right? And I just start going back to the emails too. And then I give it some thought, and I was like, well, even if there's like a construction worker out in my backyard, they're usually never shirtless. So I'm like, Ilya, do you know who that guy was? And he goes, nope. And I go, oh, fuck. And then I'm like, Natalie, do you know who that is? And she's like, no. So I'm like, okay, wait, none of us know who this guy is. So he's not here to fix anything on my house. So I go outside, and I go, hello. And he goes, oh, hey. I was just hanging over the edge there. I was feeling like Leonardo DiCaprio, like the king of the world. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, this guy's definitely on drugs and he's in my backyard. And I was like, okay, you're in my backyard though. And he was like, oh, okay, sorry. And I'm like, that's okay. And then he goes, do you have any water though? And I'm like, I can't. You got to go, please. And then he leaves. And then he's like, can I go out this way though? Because I left my jacket there. And he like points to the back alley of my house. Like he came through like the scariest way. Like he didn't even walk through the front. He went through the alleyway of my house, which is terrifying.
He'd been hanging out for a while.
Yeah. And he like dropped his flannel off there. So
why did the crazies find your house?
Because this is the second time a person on drugs has wandered into my house. It's because my house is on a dead end. So when like people that are on drugs, they'll wander a lot and they'll have nowhere to go after they get to my house. My house is kind of like, it's kind of like I'm sitting on like, it's kind of like the druggies are compasses and I'm sitting on magnetic ore. Like they all end up at my house. I don't know. It's kind of scary, but at least they've been pretty nice and they've decided to leave. What else is up, Jay?
Not much. Just chilling with the kids.
How are those little nasty kids of yours?
The other night, I was like, I get real tired. So I was like, I'm going to bed. And me and Charlie, our rooms are downstairs. And Wyatt's room's upstairs. And then I go to bed and I just hear, at midnight, I hear, down, 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 down. And I'm like, Wyatt. He doesn't hear me. I'm like, Wyatt, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? And I run upstairs. I go, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I was recording a beat that I could put in a song. And I loved the way that the echoes were here in this spot. And I was like, bro. I was
That's
like, no,
so
not at fucking 12 o'clock.
What did he say? When you tell him stuff like that, is he apologetic or is he like...
Yeah, yeah, he's apologetic. He's like, oh, I didn't realize that it would wake you up. I'm so sorry.
So the way your house is set up is you have one room right by your front door and then the rest are downstairs.
For all the burglars, let them know exactly the layout.
Well, no, I'm curious about this because when my parents would move us to a new house, it only happened once, but I realized I was the one closest to the front door, and I've always thought about that. I'm like, are you guys pawning me off to a murderer that comes? Do you know what I mean? And is that what your son is? Is he there? Is he there so you hear the screams and you have enough time to get you and your daughter out? Is that how it works?
I guess I never thought about it.
Because, listen, as fucked up as it is, it does make sense, right?
Right.
Because first of all, you can't be by the front door because then you'll die first and then your kids will die because there'll be no one to protect them. You can't put your daughter there because, you know, she's a girl. You have to take care of her first.
Right.
Which is kind of like common courtesy. So
yeah.
It makes sense to put your son there so you have enough reaction time to save your daughter. Now, did this thought process go through your head or did he just like that room and that's why he's there?
Well, I wanted Charlie to be close to me because I didn't want her to be scared. So he just kind of got the shit stick. I mean, the oldest kid, they always get the shit stick, Dave.
Right.
Right?
But you do realize that if there is a burglar that comes into the house, he's going to check that room first.
I know, but he's as big as you now. He's as tall as you. Should we hold for the plane because we're outside?
What?
Should we hold for the plane?
Oh, yeah, there's a plane flying above.
Guys, he's in the same position. He looks like he, like, smoked weed or something, and he didn't.
Maybe I did.
He is so chillaxed right now.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to take a picture.
Hey, Corn.
I saw you.
I gotta take a picture of this.
It's really funny.
I'm just relaxing. I've been doing a lot of so I used to get paid to go to schools and talk.
Yeah.
But now I get paid to go on Zoom calls with different schools.
Yeah.
So you'll have like the students in the Zoom call, and I'll just be talking, and they'll be asking me questions through the Zoom call.
I was on a Zoom call last night. This big Hollywood agent. I was at Marnie's house. He puts on like a little show for like 500 people, and then he has all his clients sing. And it was pretty interesting.
What do you mean he has his clients sing?
Like, he'll have famous musicians come on from their living room and sing, and you get the password to the Zoom. And then you can see, like, famous people there, like, in their living room watching the same thing you're watching. Like, it's pretty cool.
Really? And she was on the Zoom?
Yeah, and it was for charity, too, so people, like, donate. So there was this, like, one girl that they wanted to sing, this one artist, and she's like, someone offered to pledge $10,000, and that was, like, how they got her. And it was just cool. It was, like...
Who are these artists, can you say?
I mean, I don't want to say the artists because then, like, you know, there were some really good ones, though.
John Legend?
It was Gaga, Beyonce...
No way.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It wasn't at all. But, I mean, I don't know if I can talk about it. But anyways, I guess I can talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool. Like, there was a guy on there, and he wrote... Do you know the song Closing Time?
Love it.
Right? Who doesn't? It's such a great song.
Love it. Talk to me about it. Tell me everything.
So, it was an interesting story. Like, he wrote Closing Time, and he was in a band called Semisonic, and obviously the band had its run or whatever. But then the guy went on to write, like, the craziest songs. He wrote Someone Like You with Adele. So shit like that. So he, like, told that story. It was pretty cool and how they wrote it. Don't you love stories like that when people tell you, like, where the ideas for the songs came from? Or does that bore you?
No. You know what I just found out that's interesting about songs? Like when you see, like a video, like, someone creates, like, a YouTube video, like, they'll be so embarrassed of the video they made 3 years ago. But with songs, like... No one will be embarrassed about it. You know, like, songs get better with age almost.
Uh-huh.
Like, the older a song is, like, every time you hear it, like, once every 6 months, you go, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, I remember this. Like, it's so interesting that songs, like, don't go out of style. Such a weird thing to me.
But they totally do. I mean, there's artists that are just totally embarrassed of their early work. Like, Radiohead, they won't even play. You know, they went, like, 15 years not playing Creep.
Oh, why?
They hated it. Tom York was like, I don't like that. I don't like that side of us. Like, the Bends, like, all those great songs that they made early on.
Oh, interesting.
Before they went all avant-garde. Do you need more cotton under your eyes?
No, I'm good. I have enough.
You have enough there? I don't want you to burn your eyes out.
I feel
but
great.
I think it was kind of an interesting night in that, you know, like, we didn't go anywhere. We got to stay. I don't know. Like, if I was at that party, I probably would have been uncomfortable and stuff. But because it was, like, a Zoom thing, I was like, I kind of watched, had a little something to eat, talked to Wyatt.
There's something about like Zoom and like there's all these like companies and like there's all these like Instagrammers that are like putting on performances. Like all these celebrities are putting performances on Zoom. It just doesn't feel the same to me.
Yeah, no, I mean the sound is not the same.
The sound's not the same. It's just like, I don't know. It's fun to see celebrities like going on a digital media and stuff, but like it's not. I feel like it's not making a lot of them look too good, because it's hard to be entertaining. Like it's so hard. It's so difficult to be entertaining on the internet.
Yeah,
and like that's why you have like the internet, or that's why you have like TikTok. Like I'd rather be on TikTok all day than go through celebrities' live streams. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, well, they don't do that. They usually have someone do everything for them, so
right,
now they're
right,
in control
right.
of it, and they probably going to take them a while to figure it out. But some people are figuring it out. Jason Derulo, he's got a good TikTok.
Yeah, Jason Derulo. Yeah, I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, thank God TikTok wasn't around before Jason Derulo started making music, because he never would have gotten the music. Jason Derulo makes so many TikToks, it literally makes you think, it's like, oh my God, I hope this guy will continue making songs, because he's pretty good. But please stop making TikToks, or don't make them forever. It's really funny.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, hey, what do you think of Elon Musk's new baby name?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
XAE A12?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I saw him on Rogan. He said they're going to call him or her X.
Did you see? I watched a TikTok where Grimes was asked what the gender of the baby is. And she goes, we want our kid to choose for themselves. We don't want to put that burden on him. You know what I mean? That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the TikTok was showing a picture of someone asking Elon on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was like, what's the gender of your kid? And Elon responds, boy. but yeah, I was watching Joe Rogan's interview, and Elon seemed like, I don't know, Elon seemed like it was more of Grimes' idea.
Yeah, he put it all on her. I'm down for that.
Except
like,
he added the A12 part, which is, I guess, is his favorite airplane or something. I don't really know. Regardless, I think it's a cool name because you shorten it to X. So X Musk is pretty fucking sick, right? Like, that's what the name is at the end of the day, is X Musk.
It's a pretty
that's
sick
pretty
name, X
badass.
Musk. Yeah, I like it. I was arguing with someone about it. They're like, why would you do that? And I was just like, why do you care? I was like, that's the name they chose. Like,
right. Right. Why would you care? It
like,
makes
you
no
want
sense.
Him to.
Oh, someone was like upset about it?
Someone was upset about it, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking dumb.
One of our friends, and I was like, Samantha, I was like, you want it to be Samantha Musk? What do you want, John? Like, what's the difference?
When people get upset about things that have nothing to do with them.
I had a friend.
I
was friends with the Zappas for a long time, and their kids, they had interesting names.
The Zappas?
Yeah, Frank Zappa, who was like a famous musician, really a crazy great musician. He had four kids, Dweezil, Amit, Moon, and Diva. And when those names, when they came out when I was a kid, those were crazy. Like, wow, they named their kid Moon? That's insane.
Wait, Woon or Moon?
Moon.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
But Moon's pretty cool now if you think about it.
Well,
it's pretty more
one.
Common.
What's the other one?
Amit.
Yeah, it's a comet.
Yeah, like Comet and Dweezil. I don't know what they mean.
Dweezil's a little weird.
Yeah, but he grew up, Dweezil's like...
Dweezil sounds...
He's probably in his 40s now, and he's like a famous musician, and it's like, oh, cool, Dweezil Zappa.
Oh, I guess you're
like,
right.
It totally works.
That does sound cool.
You know, you can just name anything in it, in a little... It'll work. You know what I mean? Like, if you started calling Ilya Mustard, be like, yo, what's up, Mustard? It's just sounds. It's just rhythms, you know, man?
I think it's interesting how 40, like, how, like, you'll go into a meeting, and everyone will introduce themselves... And they'll be like 30, 40 years old, you know, like businessmen. And they'll be like, hi, my name is Frank. And like that name he got when he was a baby. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so weird. Like, I want to be like, oh, yeah, who gave you that name when you were a little baby? Like, it's so funny that adults are introducing themselves by their names. Like, I know it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's so funny that we have, like, this word that, like, sticks with us our entire life. And that's how we identify ourselves. Like, that's so funny.
Hey, what the hell happened?
Also, hold on. Also, on names, someone, I was talking to somebody, and I was talking to Jonah. And Jonah's like, because, you know, Jonah's our friend, and we call him Jonah because he reminds us of Jonah Hill, and Jonah just fits him better than his real name, Nick. And he was like, and someone was like, but doesn't he hate it? Like, his parents named him Nick. And I was like, well, yeah, but, like, doesn't it make more sense to name somebody a couple years after you know them rather than right when they're just, like, a blob? Like, you know? Like, nothing, it makes a lot more sense to give me a name after you've met me than when I come out of a vagina and you're like, that's probably going to look like a David. Like, that's weird to me.
Damn, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it makes more sense to name somebody later than earlier.
I wish I had a nickname. I wish I had a new name.
You do, it's Fat Ass. I gave that one to you right when I got to know you. That's Fat Ass.
I didn't know that was my nickname, huh? Hey, Dave, there's another homeless guy in your backyard with his shirt off.
Oh, yeah, that's just my friend, Ilya.
What's up, Ilya?
What's up, brother?
Dave, listen, I want to let you know, the couch I bought you is really great.
Thanks for letting me know.
I didn't know how else to bring it up. I'm just looking at it right now.
Here are a bunch of things to make you think, Jay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
First of all, did anyone else think that as a kid, getting sprayed by a skunk was going to be a much more prevalent issue in life? Isn't that prevalent is what I meant to say? Isn't that crazy?
I guess so. I guess
when you were a kid, L, did you think about being sprayed by a skunk and you thought, oh shit, this is gonna be something I have to make sure it doesn't happen to me?
Doesn't everybody think that at all ages?
I think by the
you think that now?
I don't want to fucking get sprayed by a skunk now.
Yeah, but it's not like an actual. Fuck that one.
How does it change?
No, I agree with you. As a kid, I was very scared of being sprayed by skunks.
Here's one that's quite obvious, but also really cool. Space goes in every direction forever. Like, that's bonkers to think about.
In Vernon Hills, we've talked about this.
You talked about this in Vernon Hills? Yeah, this is what you guys talk about?
Isn't that crazy to think about, Jay? Like, you could go that way, and I could go the other way, and we just keep going forever. Hey, this is crazy. Like, the oldest person on Earth right now is, like, 113 years old.
Right.
When that person was born, there was a completely different set of humans on the planet.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Every CEO, every actor, every actress, every astronaut, Everybody was different.
All our friends are dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about that with living past 100? What do you think? You think you'd like it?
Living past 100?
Yeah.
Right now, I'd say fuck no. But I know when you get older, you, like, discover new things about life. Here's the thing. It's like... This is what scares me. Like, you know, as a kid, I'm not a kid. As a 23-year-old, like, I think that I have everything under control.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I think I know what's important in life, and I think I know what I value. But things change, right?
Sure.
Like, right now I don't value, like, alone time or, like, nature or shit like that, right? Yeah. Like, I don't really care about going for walks.
Yeah.
But I know that there's going to be a day... Where I will, but will I like nature and stuff because I'm settling for it and I have nothing else in life and I'm walking around the forest because that's all I have left and I have convinced myself that I've discovered this because I'm so wise now? That's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of convincing myself that I have discovered new things just because I'm out of ideas. Like, here's the thing. Like, this is what I'm scared of. I'm scared of me running out of ideas, like material for like videos and podcasts, and then I go, who needs all that? Who needs making videos? Who needs making money when you have love? Like, that's what I'm scared. I'm scared of me convincing myself that I've discovered this new pathway in life just because I failed my original one. That's one of my biggest fears.
Guys, he has two pairs of sunglasses on.
Does
I just want to paint the picture.
That should make sense.
He just did that monologue with two pairs of sunglasses on.
Jay, does
one
that
on
make
top
sense?
Of each other.
Explain. Tell me.
100%. Like, I totally know where you're going, and let me answer it and tell you on the other side of it that I'm already here. That I am opening myself up to new things.
And is that because you've just given up on the rest? Be honest. Be honest.
Because in fact, I have a perfect example.
Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm going to get a dog.
Right.
Okay? And my kids are like, don't get a dog. You shouldn't get a dog. And David, my friend, who I work with the most, is like, don't get a dog. But I've already made a decision that I'm going to get the dog and start a new chapter in my life because I'm not going to get a girlfriend. I'm not going to have any more kids.
Right.
So the dog is going to fill that void. So in a way, David, you're 100% correct. I'm filling a void. I'm wasting time. And I'm going to put all my energy that I would put into a girlfriend into this pup. And I think that'll like fill some love in my life. Right?
Okay.
What's wrong with that though?
Nothing. Now, no, nothing wrong with it.
Can I ask you something else?
What?
Okay, recently.
But here's the thing. Can I say this?
What?
The reason I thought of this initially is because my parents used to say, they used to go, why would we need money when we have each other?
Right.
And I always used to think to myself, that sounds like something somebody would say that tried getting a lot of money and then failed and went, at least we still have each other. And now has made that their new motto in life.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know,
I've thought that too.
I've thought that, like, I don't know. And my parents are, they're great and they definitely mean what they say. But I'm just like interested in where that's coming from. And like, I'm scared that I'm going to start making excuses for myself. Like it seems like a cop out. Like, you know what I mean? I'm scared that I'm going to have, like, I've already been doing it. I have done it during quarantine. I can't come up with a vlog because I'm just by myself in my house. And my cop out is, well, I should be taking this time to rest. It's finally time to have a vacation. When that is not fucking true. If I had ideas right now, I would not be fucking sitting here on this fucking chair with two pairs of sunglasses. I'd be going out and shooting.
Right.
But the honest truth is, I do not have an idea currently to go shoot a vlog. And what I have done is I've created this fucking bullshit that I need to relax. And I need to be living a stress-free life. It is not true. It's not true. It's, you know why I'm saying it? Because I'm weak. And I can't keep up with myself. That's why I'm saying it. Not for any other reason. Does that make sense?
Like Taylor, can you grab one more pair of sunglasses, please? To put on his face.
Okay, but does that make sense
to
you?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to bring it up with you. Like, what the fuck are we doing? I'm glad you brought it up. Like, I'm ready to get back to work. I lost 8 pounds. I'm feeling pretty good. I showed my balls the other night to a family by accident.
Wait, what?
Oh, man. Well,
how did you just leave this out? Like 20 minutes ago, I was like, you have any podcast topics? And you went, no, man, I'm out. Fucking showing your balls to a family, I feel like is something we should have opened with.
Well, I'm a 36 waist, as you know.
Right.
And I did lose a couple pounds last week, and I went into my closet and, you know, you look at like old shorts in your closet, like, oh, what do I have from last summer or 5 summers ago? And I see these pairs of 35s and I'm like, yo, these 35s are fucking tight. They're Banana Republic. They're really thin. And I'm like, I can fucking squeeze into these, I think, now that I lost 2 pounds. So I get on the bed and I'm like, you know, like a teenage girl and she just like put jeans on.
Right.
That's me. I'm on the bed doing that thing, you know, and I stuff my fat ass into these 35s. And I'm like, I'm good. I won't eat dinner. And like, they'll be a little loose if I like don't eat a lot at dinner, whatever. And then, of course, Marnie's like, we're going to go see Wyatt's friend. It's a social distance party. And Wyatt hasn't seen his friend.
It's a
social distance party.
What an oxymoron. What does that mean?
It means like we're going to go and stand on their lawn and chat with masks on so Wyatt can see his friend. You know what I mean? You know people do this, right?
Yeah, but is Wyatt also social distancing with his friend?
He's going to see his friend for the first time. We're all going to stay 6 feet apart and, like, you know, just see each other so the kids can see each other.
Okay. It's so strange.
So anyways, I go in and they're like, come in the back. And, you know, it's very awkward, by the way. Like, you get there, they're like, whatever you guys want to do, whatever you're comfortable with, you know. So we go in the back and there's like a set of chairs set up.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
If you didn't tell me the ending to the story, I would have tuned out by now. But just because I know there's a family is about to see a pair of testicles, I am tuned in. Okay, keep going.
Oh, I understand how I have to tell stories now.
Okay, yeah, you got to tell me the end first.
I got to tell you the end first. Anyways, I'm all done. I sit in the circle and the shorts are too tight and my balls are hanging out for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you have underwear?
Oh my God.
I had underwear on, yeah.
Wait, and how did?
But I'm just
how
so
did
fat.
You know your balls were hanging out?
I looked down and I saw my, oh my I saw my, I'm hanging brain.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they caught me, we were 6 feet apart.
You didn't feel that they were getting a little more air than normal?
No, man, when you get old, you don't fucking have any feeling in your balls. They're just you forget you're even there.
Did you think that, did you ask your wife were my balls out during all that?
No, do you think I'm going to tell my ex-wife, I'm going to ask her, do you know how far down on the fucking list I am with her? She hates me. So for me to walk over at a party with other people and go, hey, my balls are out. Like, that's just one more thing for her to, which by the way, they didn't say anything. But like, even if they did, they wouldn't, no one's going to be like, yo, Jason, you're like, your balls are out. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's funny. That reminds me of a time I was at a WME party. WME is a big agency.
And your balls fell out.
Close. And there's these celebrities talking, right? And I come into the group, like one of them knows me, so he introduces me to the other, like, oh, big fucking actors, like big actors.
Sure.
And I'm done. I talk to them. I crack a couple jokes, whatever. I was like, this conversation is great. So it's like, I killed it in front of these people. I'm so excited. And I'm turning away, and one of the celebs, like, calls me, and he goes, hey, come here. And I go, holy fuck, I'm in! Like, he's going to invite me to, like, this crazy after party. Yeah. Shit's about to go down. And he goes, your zipper's down. And I go, fuck! And I go, oh, thank you, man, good looking out. And I was so embarrassed.
Damn.
Yeah. The entire time I'm over there fucking thinking I'm killing it, my zipper was down. And he's like, your zipper's down. I'm like, fuck. And then, you know, like when someone tells you that your zipper's down, like it's like a weird, confusing like moment because you like you don't want to put the zipper up right away.
Yeah.
And you kind of want to be like, oh, yeah, I know. like part of your brain wants to go, yeah, I put that zipper down. Yeah. Why is your zipper down? So I go, oh, okay, cool. Like I said it like as if I fucking walked into that party with that zipper down. And then when I turned around, I like waited 6 seconds. So if anybody else was watching, they knew for a fact that it wasn't that this guy told me that my zipper was down. And then I pulled it up.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Wait, let's go back to the other topic about you not working.
Right.
Like, I think that, tell me about this. I like that thing you were talking about because all I've been thinking about has been getting out in nature. Like, that's all I've been thinking about is getting out in nature, like going, literally moving to like a lake house for a month.
Right.
And just sitting there and like hiking and.
Don't you think it's because you have nothing to do? Like that's the only reason that you.
I think it's put me in a mode of like, oh, there's other things out there besides making videos. to life. There's other things to life, right?
That's it. That's what I'm scared of having. I'm scared of having those thoughts.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, to some part of it, I get it, but it just sounds like you're compromising.
What about balance, though? What do you think about balance?
I mean, Jay, anything you say will be justified to you, but from my point of view, will be like, oh, you're compromising. Do you know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah, like what you're like I agree, and I feel like I'm gonna say things like you're saying now because I've already began to start saying some of them, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, it just feels like a cop out to me.
The biggest thing with David is that like when he gets out of a rhythm, like that's fucking game over.
Yeah,
I can't get out of a rhythm, man. It's fucking deadly to me.
But you know what? It's for what we do. When you get out of the rhythm, it's really hard to get back on the horse.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. And like people will text me and they'll be like, "Dude, I hope you're enjoying your vacation." And I go, "This doesn't feel like it at all. This does not feel like a vacation. Like, I'm so stressed." Like, what's cool about a vacation is like you know what you're getting back into when you're done with the vacation.
Yeah.
Like when you have a summer vacation, you know you're going back to school.
Right.
Or when you have a work vacation, you know where you're going back to. You're going back to the office. You're going back to produce that thing, that project. Or you're going back to work on that construction site. But I have no fucking idea what I'm coming back to. So there's no vacation. It's only stress. I'm only like, what the fuck am I doing after all this is over? Because I feel like I haven't filmed in so long. I don't want to lose this groove.
But what if... lose the groove? This groove? Have you sitting on a hammock?
No, lose the groove of me filming.
Right. Well, you've lost the groove.
Right.
I mean, I think once you start...
Who really needs filming anyway, man? I mean, isn't it just all about, like, hanging out in the backyard with your friends and drinking Coronas?
Guys, three times
a bad choice of beer there.
Dave, three times a week you used to post.
I know. I used to love when he posted three times a week.
Can you imagine that?
I had so many opportunities to try to get in the vlog and be funny.
Jason, people used to come up to me and they go, "How the fuck do you do it?" And I used to go, "What are you talking about?"
I know.
I go, "What do you mean, how do I do it? I just fucking do it." It made no sense. Everywhere I went, they were, "How the fuck are you posting this stuff three times a week?" And I went, "I just hit upload." I was editing till 6 a.m. Like,
right.
And that was my thing. But like, it made perfect sense to me. It was like drinking water. And then I remember I was calling Casey Neistat and I was like, "I think I want to start doing two a week." And he goes, "When you start posting two a week and when you get off that fucking insane rhythm you're on," because he used to do every day, "when you go, you're going to feel a total different change. And it's going to be good, but it's also going to kind of suck." And right when I started posting two times a week, I didn't feel this before, but it made me feel human. In like the shittiest way possible.
Right.
Like it made me feel like everybody else.
Right.
And like before I felt like I was running on a clock that didn't exist. Like I felt like I was operating on like a different like wavelength than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then when I started doing two a week, I fucking hated it. I was like, "There's nothing impressive about this. This is lame." And then that led to one a week. And then that one a week led to, well, Corona time. And then I was like, "Okay, I'm not posting any." That's why I hated it. I hated it. There was no reason for me to stop. And like people would argue and be like, "It's good for your mental health, whatever." It's not, honestly. It's not.
No, it is. You would have broken.
Only reason I would have broken is if I would have ran out of ideas.
But
I don't know.
But the thing is once you get back going, what will be nice is you'll be able to look at this time off and you'll be like, it'll make you feel good. It will make you 100%. It'll make you feel good. You'll be in the shit. You'll be trying to film. You'll be stressed. And then in the car, you'll be like, "Oh, that was cool. Remember when I played video games with Mike and Alex for like three nights straight? That was so much fun."
I don't know.
I think so. It's the same thing like when I go home for Christmas to see my family. I don't want to go. I bitch about it. And then I go. And then in January, I'm like, "Oh, thank God I went and saw them." None of you are listening to me. Neither of you are you? David's asleep.
I am. Christmas time.
Christmas time, family. Thank
you. Yeah, thank God I'm wearing two pairs of sunglasses so you don't know when I'm dozing off. I had a campaign with Chipotle I just did.
Yeah.
It did like my best numbers I've ever done on any campaign.
Yeah,
how many views it got?
A lot of burritos sold.
You know how many views the campaign got?
How many?
Just take a guess.
What was it on, TikTok?
It was on TikTok.
Oh, well, TikTok's like insane. Let's see. 15
million, the whole campaign.
Yeah.
So the hashtag, I told people to hashtag Chipotle sponsored. And all the people that use the hashtag.
Wow.
You know how many people?
15 mil.
Guess a little higher.
18.
Guess a little higher.
20.
You want me to tell you, or you just want to
keep guessing?
I'll give you 5 more guesses.
25 million.
One more.
30 million.
One more.
No way.
Three more guesses.
You're telling me more than 35 million people? 40 million?
More.
50 million?
More.
75 million?
More.
Are you fucking with me?
No. Oh. 100. How many people use the hashtag?
100 million.
More.
No, I don't believe you.
More.
There's no way.
Go.
More, Jay.
150 million.
More.
You're fucking with me.
I'm not. Go.
195 million.
More, higher.
250 million.
Double it.
A billion people?
Yeah.
A billion people.
1.1 billion.
There's no way a 1.1 billion people made TikToks.
No, 1.1.
With the hashtag Feed David or whatever.
No, the TikTok, the hashtag has 1.1 billion views on it.
The hashtag has 1.1 billion views on it.
Yeah.
Wow. On that one TikTok?
No, on the on the trend.
Gotcha. So if I made a TikTok, hey David, get me free Chipotle.
Correct.
And I got 100,000 views.
It would be 1.1 billion and 100,000.
Damn.
Pretty crazy.
That's pretty great, man. Congratulations.
Over a billion. That's fucking insane.
That's fucking insane.
The Super Bowl gets 100 million views.
Did you think you're underpaid?
No, I just think that like I really want this to be like a huge press thing.
Right.
Like, I think it should be everywhere. I think like the fact, and I'm not special. Like there's 15, 20, 30 other TikTok creators that can get that done as well. Like just the power of social media is fucking insane, and there's not as many companies sleeping on it as there were before, but I think it's like any company that chooses not to market with digital media is fucking ridiculous. Like, it's crazy that companies are still spending so many ad dollars on television.
Uh-huh.
Like, why the fuck would you put commercials on, you know, on True TV when you could
And I don't see that many ads on TikTok.
No, it's really well done. It's such a well done ad. It's such a well done app. It's so incredible. I fucking love that
app. Why wouldn't there be more ads?
Ilya told me there's 1.5 billion people that have downloaded the app.
On TikTok?
That's what I saw.
Is TikTok the
same? I don't think that's real, Il.
How does that work? Like, if I'm in India and I download TikTok, that's a completely different app?
No.
Like Netflix India?
No, same app. Same. Your page would probably just look different.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's kind of like Netflix.
Why does TikTok send me people that I don't like, that I've never liked their videos, and they're not like big people, but I just keep getting their videos?
Because it's testing it out.
I've been seeing this girl whose face I just want to like hit with a baseball bat.
Well, that's your reasoning. The fact that you're remembering this girl is the reason you're seeing her so much. Because either you're going through her comments.
No.
And, well,
I never go through her comments.
You see her and then you just keep swiping?
Yeah.
You don't watch the full video?
No. I go right by this motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't stand her.
Well,
dumb
you could
face.
Just click "Do not interested" or "Not interested," and then you'll never see her again.
Oh, "Do not interested."
No, "Do not interested" isn't the right word to say. Is it the right phrase? Just click "Do not interested."
Do not interested. Got it.
the TikTok app has been downloaded over 1.5 billion times on the App Store and Google Play.
See, now
I believe it.
That sounds crazy, but
more than YouTube, more than Instagram, more than Facebook, more than Snapchat.
Wow.
It's the best app.
Fucking insane.
It's the best app there has ever been, and I fucking shit you not.
Crazy.
There's nothing better. Like, if I had TikTok as a kid, like, I would have been thrilled to be entertained by that thing every day. There is such a variety of, like, high-quality content on there that blows my mind. And it's so good that I think it genuinely threatens. When I first started using TikTok, I told this to you, I said, my one competition, like, a thing that I'm seriously worried about is TikTok. This was before it was big.
Right.
I was like, I am scared that TikTok is going to be bigger than individual creators.
Right.
That it's just going to become this, like, powerhouse itself. And I think that's what it's become. Like, it's like the name TikTok, and it's not like YouTube. Like, YouTube, like, obviously, the whole YouTube is bigger than all the creators on it. But there's something about TikTok that, like, is such a weird source of entertainment that, like, that just, like, trumps every other page or outlet out there. I don't know. I just think it's incredible.
Yeah, it is well done.
All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening.
Jason, thanks for joining me. It's so nice to see you.
So great to see you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Cheer me up. Not really.
I can't hear you. You're too far away from me.
Good, thank God.
It's outside. I think a plane went by.
Okay, I'll see you later. All right. This is Views Podcast. My name is Jeff.